Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is called out on strikes. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. Hemsley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Weatherly moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Weatherly steals third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to home to get Weatherly. Boudreau moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters misplays the ball. That's an error on Peters. Wright moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal now playing left field. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Weatherly is chasing the ball. Krivic rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. QL reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Bell reaches second base with a double. Trosky goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Pete Appleton now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Trosky is walked intentionally. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Chapman scores. Weatherly moves to third. Trosky moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-3 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Turner now catching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Weatherly reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly scores. One out. It's 7-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got one RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 4 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Peters reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters scores. It's 10-1, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 4 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox won. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Webb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.